The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome on to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blog and theboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB. And from right here is your humble host, on The Ocho. It is Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, and that you are excited because the Dallas Cowboys play a football game in 48 hours. That's right, 48 hours, although depending on when you're listening to this, you know what time it is. Might be 45 hours, might be 39 hours. Look at the clock, do the math. I can only do so much. Anyway, let's talk about the world of the Dallas Cowboys, the latest and greatest inside of the aforementioned world. By the way, the Cowboys will hold their 10th, we're up to double digits, their 10th practice of training camp today at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern. Boom, I'm a math genius. Anyway, as soon as practice is over, well, a little bit after practice, we will be having a live stream on the Blog of the Boys YouTube channel to discuss what happened. We'll play some highlights. Tom Ryle, the great Tom Ryle from blogoftheboys.com, who you can hear this Thursday on Riled Up, will join us from Oxnard, California. Tom has been out there, been doing a great job, giving us some coverage over at the site. 5 p.m. Central Time on the Blog of the Boys YouTube channel. Be there or be square, be circle, be triangular, be trapezoidal, whatever you want. Anyway, something we did not mention on Monday's flight here on the Ocho, our first flight back here for the 2021 season, that I find to be interesting. Dan Quinn said recently, Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn, that he will be calling games, calling the defense, that is, from the booth. I think that's interesting because Mike Nolan started out in the booth last season. Did not go well. So Mike Nolan skedaddled down to the sideline, and it still did not go well. Rod Marinelli was a sideline dude. There's pros and cons, but Dan Quinn wants to be in the booth. And you know what? I trust me some Dan Quinn. So, cool. This is really big NFL news. There is a Cowboys twist to it. If you care, it's really likely that you saw that Indianapolis Colts quarterback Carson Wentz is undergoing foot surgery and is likely to miss 5 to 12 weeks. I don't know how you can have that wide of a range, but still 5 to 12 weeks. We did discuss this, by the way, on the SB Nation NFL show on Monday Football Monday, myself and Chris Blystone from Stampede Blue. If you want to go listen over there, the reason this is pertinent to the Cowboys, when the Philadelphia Eagles traded the quarterback that they said they loved more than Dak Prescott to the Indianapolis Colts this offseason, there was a contingency attached to Wentz in the trade. He must play 70% of all snaps for the Colts at quarterback this season, or 75% if the Colts do not make the playoffs, in order for Philadelphia to get Indianapolis's first round pick in 2022. If that criteria is not met, that pick becomes a second rounder going from the Colts to the Eagles. It seems really likely, in my own personal opinion, that it's probably going to be a second round pick. And remember that the Philadelphia Eagles have the Miami Dolphins first round pick in 2022. So they already have at least two first round picks. And if this ultimately plays itself out, they could have a third from Indianapolis. But having two firsts, having two seconds is definitely much better than them having three once. Anyway, let's talk about Micah Parsons. I thought this was really cool. Peter King returned last week to his Football Morning in America column, one of the must reads every Monday if you are an NFL fan. And this past Monday, which was just yesterday, I think that's weird, right? Like, I can't say this past Monday if it was just a day ago. Like, I can say that on Thursday, you know what I mean, when there's been enough time. But anyway, yesterday, Peter King had some notes from different training camps. He was out at Rams camp. He was out at Raiders camp. And he was out at Dallas Cowboys camp in Oxnard, California. And we know, you and me here, the educated Dallas Cowboys fan, that Peter King is close with Mike McCarthy because when Mike McCarthy was reentering the coaching cycle in 2020, Peter King sat down with Mike McCarthy and had a very long, massive, you know, sit down, very similar to the McCarthy project that aired on NFL Network. Anyway, Peter King had a quote from Coach McCarthy, and he kind of set it up like this. He said, "I was surprised at one thing he talked about in our 30 minutes. McCarthy is a traditional coach. Players have to prove their worth, and though he's not against playing rookies, he has to see them perform consistently well. So when I asked about Parsons, his answer surprised me." This is McCarthy's quote to Peter King. "He needs to play opening day. You have to trust what your eyes are telling you. And when I watch him, I see a fluid and explosive player. This game's not too big for him. Some guys run 4-3. Some guys play 4-3. He's the kind of guy who plays fast. He looks like he's done this at this level before." And then Peter King added that this is interesting because Micah Parsons opted out of last season at Penn State. So, you know, it is worth mentioning again that Micah Parsons has not played organized, competitive football since the end of the 2019 season for the Nittany Lions. Peter King went on to add that the Cowboys have an interesting and deep linebacker group. I don't know that I would call it deep. I mean, they do have a lot of names. He added, obviously, that Jalen Smith and Leighton Vanderish are there, etc. The Keanu Neal's obviously come over, but he had a quote from Micah Parsons where Micah said, "I'm going to blitz. I'm going to go sideline to sideline. I'm going to drop." Peter King, these are his words, not mine, said he could be a classic middle linebacker at 248 pounds with the added benefit of quickness to chase down plays. Dallas wanted the kind of playmaking Fred Warner, Bobby Wagner type backer, and they're going to give Parsons the chance to be him. Ultimately, the takeaway from this is it doesn't seem like Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys are, you know, like some teams waste time. You know what I mean? Like the Jacksonville Jaguars are out here telling people like, well, you know, we'll see what happens at the quarterback competition. Look, nobody believes that Gardner Minshew is going to be your starter week one. And if you do that, you're just wasting time. Let Trevor Lawrence get in there and learn. You know what I mean? Like, that happens a lot in the NFL. And I'm happy to see that Mike McCarthy is not wasting time, that they want to get Micah Parsons involved as soon as they possibly can. Very cool stuff. Last little, you know, I don't know, this is a big deal. I don't even know if it's a deal in general, but today is Tuesday, August 3rd. A week from today is Tuesday, August 10th. Next week, on August 10th, is the premiere episode of Hard Knocks on HBO, obviously chronicling the Dallas Cowboys. In case you didn't know, we will have live streams, live shows on the Blog of the Boys YouTube channel as soon as the Hard Knocks episode ends. So whatever you're watching Hard Knocks on, whether it's your TV, your Apple TV, Roku, Fire Stick, whatever, when it's done, pull up the YouTube app, go to Blog of the Boys, and you can watch us break down what we all just saw. But NFL Films released a clip, I guess a clip. I don't know if this is going to make the premiere episode or not. But they released a clip to some degree, from Hard Knocks, and it's really just kind of a teaser clip. Everybody get pumped, everybody get excited. In the clip, Zeke Elliott is just walking around the compound there at the Marriott in Oxnard looking for his room. He gets lost. He can't find it. Ha, ha, ha. This is hilarious. That's Hard Knocks, people. Everybody get ready. It feels good to be back and appreciate all the welcome wishes to returning to the 2021 edition of the Ocho here on the Blog of the Boys Podcast Network. Make sure you do subscribe to our podcast network, leave a rating, write a review. Those things make us oh so happy. Have yourselves a great Tuesday. Have the best Tuesday of all time. Later on today, a new episode of the 750 with myself and two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas right here on the feed. We love you, everybody. It's been a while. I'm sorry. I'm just getting back on the rhythm. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.